And now the game where we ask accomplished people about things they're too busy to care about. It's called Not My Job. Brad Bird is the Oscar-winning writer and director of the movies The Incredibles and The Iron Giant. His latest movie, Ratatouille, just won a Golden Globe and is favored to win this year's Oscar for Best Animated Picture. Brad Bird, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Happy to be here. Great to have you. Let's begin by talking about your movies. You did The Iron Giant, and then you came over to Pixar, and you made The Incredibles. Is it true, in fact, that the villain in The Incredibles, the evil supervillain syndrome, in fact, looks like you?
Yeah, but of course, me being an idiot, I didn't notice this until it was well into production.
Really? You're sitting there because I know the Pixar process
is
very painstaking.
Yeah, I don't think that I look like that, but everybody was sort of snickering behind my back. You know?
They actually slipped this by you. They showed you the mock-ups of the character. You're like,
well,
I don't know. He's kind of homely, isn't it? And they're like,
well,
I have your thing.
My hair doesn't go straight up, you know. But I didn't see it, but everybody was kind of like, you know that's you, don't you? And this is finally, it's way too far into production to pull back from it. And I'm like, oh, man.
And you're actually in the movie, of course, as the voice of Edna, the brilliant costume designer, right?
Yes, darling.
Oh, my God. How did that come to be?
I was cheap and available.
One of the odd things about The Incredibles was that political conservatives latched onto it in a maybe surprising way. Maybe it was surprising to you, maybe not. They pointed out that the reason the superheroes in the plot have to retire is because of lawsuits. Therefore, it's a critique of our over-lawyered society.
And yeah, but at the same time, they were pissed off that the villain made all his money from selling weapons.
Right.
So people, you know, expended a lot of energy trying to figure out whether it was liberal or conservative and finally just gave up because I don't think it's that simple. I think the whole red state, blue state thing is sort of a Karl Rove trick,
you know? Mitt Romney thought it was both.
Yeah. And then there was this sort of sense of like this almost Ayn Rand philosophy that people saw in the movie, this idea that like, you know, there are superheroes amongst us and we must allow them. I have this somewhat Germanic accent when I start going on in this way, and I apologize. But their idea is that the superheroes among us, and we have to let these people, you know, do what they do.
Well,
and we should
I had my little period where I read Ayn Rand, but you know, I would not classify it that way. I think that while she was an interesting woman, that she kind of lacked a sense of humor.
you think, do you?
Yeah. I kind of get sick of it when they give kids trophies just for showing up for like one game in an entire season.
Oh, gosh. Right.
And the kid that plays his heart out every game, you know, gets the same trophy. That bugs me.
Right.
I think that it's important to learn that there are times where you're going to lose and just suck it up, you know?
So if you lose today and break
then
somebody's heart.
Speaking of kids.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear my shame, you know, right there for everyone to see.
Now, your latest movie, Ratatouille, came out last year, and like I said, people are expecting it to be at least, shall we say, a leading contender for the Best Animated Picture Oscar. Some people say it's the best movie Pixar ever made, which is saying something. I wanted to ask you about one thing, though, which is that the villain in the movie, this guy voiced by Ian Holm, who's taken over the restaurant, one of the reasons we're supposed to think of him as a villain is because he has dared to take his art in the restaurant and commercialize it by selling products based on it.
Well,
you've got to be kidding
out
me.
The very thing by doing things that the chef would never do, you know, like... you know, corn dogs and stuff like that. You know?
At the story meetings, and you were talking about this, did anybody ever point out the billions of dollars of, like, you know, Incredibles and Toy Story lunchboxes and such that have been sold in this nation of ours? Not that, I mean...
He doesn't know about that.
You don't know about that?
Hey, man, if it's a good product, I don't mind. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I stand by our lunch boxes.
I eat out of one, so it's
that's right.
Well, Brad Bird, we are delighted to have you with us today, and we have asked you here to play a game we're calling
And I Love You,
Dennis J. Kucinich.
Oh, no.
Dennis Kucinich is known for a lot of things.
Oh, no.
His interesting stance in the issues. But what he's proudest of is his remarkable wife, Elizabeth,
yeah,
who is 6 inches taller than he is, 31 years younger than he is, and 100 times hotter. The Washington Post profiled this remarkable power couple, and we're going to ask you 3 questions about this match made in heaven. Answer 2 of the questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine, whispering
okay,
sweet nothings in an upward direction, no doubt. Carl, who is Brad Bird playing for?
Well, he is playing for Heather Kreidinger of Holland, Michigan.
Ready to play?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to be shame-faced soon, I can
remember,
tell.
If you're going to be wanting that T-ball trophy.
Exactly. if you screw this up, you get nothing, my friend.
I know.
All right. The former Elizabeth Harper says that she feels she was destined from birth to meet and marry Dennis Kucinich. Which of these does she cite as proof? A, her childhood home in Britain. 4, Dennis's cottages, Dennis's lane. B, her mother says that at the age of 2, she suddenly announced at dinner, quote, I want to live in Cleveland. Or C, as a child, she was always drawn to squirrels and chipmunks, that is, furry creatures much smaller than she.
Oh, my God. let's say the first one.
You know, for Dennis's cottage, he lived in number 4, Dennis's cottages on Dennis's lane.
Yes.
You're right. That's where she lived. Very good. So on the fateful day that they met in Mr. Kucinich's congressional office in 2005, sparks flew. How did the congressman first try to woo her? A, by giving her his proposed bill to establish a U.S. Department of Peace. B, by giving her a Buddhist mandala drawn on his congressional letterhead. Or C, by plying her with his homemade vegan tofu samosas.
I'll say the middle one.
You're going to go with the Buddhist mandala drawn freehand on the congressional letterhead?
Yeah.
Sounds good, but no, it was in fact his proposal for the Department of Peace.
Dang.
She says she went outside, read the paper, and was blown away. She says, quote, I didn't expect the bill should actually be so conscious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems how so many bills are unconscious.
I know, I know.
I thought that when she kissed him, he'd turn into a prince.
He's been trying for a couple of years now. All right, now this is exciting because, you know, as you guys
now
say,
the pressure's on.
You come down to the third act, it's all down to this. Last question, the couple is so incongruous that people don't quite believe that they are husband and wife, as was evidenced by what incident? A, the time that the congressman was asked, and is this your nurse? B, the time a guy came up, told Elizabeth how beautiful she was, and asked her out while she was eating dinner with Kucinich. Or C, the time in Cleveland when a guy complimented Kucinich on how beautiful his date was, leaned in, and quietly asked about her hourly rate.
Ooh. Oh, that's terrible.
Isn't it, though?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to say B.
You're going to say B, the time that somebody asked her out while she was sitting there having dinner with her husband?
Uh-huh.
You're right!
Hey.
Very good! This guy walks by the restaurant, looks into the window, sees her in a table next to the window, comes inside, goes up to her, says, quote, excuse me, I've never done this before, but you're the most incredibly beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. What are you doing for dinner?
and she says, the guy the bill?
No, she says, well, excuse me, but I'm having it right now with my husband.
He said, where? I don't see
him. That's him.
Kucinich is a pretty big tent kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's very liberal.
I don't think he's that liberal.
Okay.
Carl, how did filmmaker Brad Bird do on our quiz?
Brad did well enough, Peter. He had 2 correct answers, so Brad wins our prize for Heather Kreidinger.
Well done. Well done. And you really earned that, so it counts.
Yeah, it was bloody.
It was. Brad Bird is an award-winning animator and director. He wrote and directed The Incredibles, The Iron Giant, and his latest film, now out on DVD, is Ratatouille. Brad Bird, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for the movie.
Blast.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.